Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He swings and soars one out to left. Donovan's back to the wall. Key Brian Hayes is the hero. He just put the Pirates ahead, turning around the first pitch for a three-run homer. And how are the Pirates in the lead right now?
Yeah, we were all asking ourselves that question on Friday night, and it was a free shirt Friday, and you give 20,000 anything to Pittsburgh fans, they're going to start waving around like terrible towels. It's the way we were raised. The atmosphere was great. The atmosphere was awesome on Saturday, and I was there yesterday where the atmosphere was awesome as well. It's not just that you sweep a team. It's that you sweep a team in the fashion in which they did. Every game came down to the wire, it felt like. And it's the St. freaking Louis Cardinals, Thorin.
Mm-hmm.
This can be the jumping off point of the season, I believe. Somebody tweeted in, or texted in, excuse me, on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line at 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates remind you to text responsibly and said, you're getting a little too high on this team. No, I've said the whole way, if the pitching is healthy, the pitching can be good enough to keep them in it. But you're going to win games with your bats. But they did so against St. Louis.
Beautiful.
Oh.
Beautiful. Where are you at right now? Wait, so the atmosphere was pretty good on Sunday?
Yes, it
even
was.
Even though it was an early start, 11:35. It was a nice day, though.
Mm-hmm.
Atmosphere was good. Knew it was at stake.
Nice
knew,
breeze.
Knew the series was already a win. Could they go out there and win again and sweep the Cardinals? People were juiced?
They were juiced up.
Yeah?
When Bednar struck out what's-his-face to end the game. The place exploded.
Yeah.
Exploded.
Oh, see, and that's awesome.
When you win a series against anybody, especially this team through what they went through in May, it's going to feel good. When you sweep a team, it's going to feel really good. When you sweep St. Louis and you get them packing, knowing that they're in last place, seven games behind you in the division, it made it sweeter. It's like beating the Baltimore Ravens. It's like beating the Cincinnati Bengals. It's like beating a great rival. And I don't know that the St. Louis Cardinals would look at the Pirates as a rival. I'm not sure that their fans would look at Pirates fans as rival fans. They look at us as the little brother. There was a person from the Cardinals radio network that joined Zangrilli on the pregame show at the start of the year. And he said, without question, the Cardinals are going to win this division.
Oh, wow.
Everyone else is playing for second. I'm going to tell you this right now. That's not a good baseball team. They found ways to lose in this series. They, against Rich Hill, had guys on base all day, couldn't get the big hit. Where have we seen that before?
Right.
They blew the 5-0 lead in game number one. For me, man, it's as much about being excited that the Pirates got it done as it is being happy that the Cardinals didn't get it done. There's a part of me that roots for them to lose almost more than I root for the Pirates to win. That's how much I dislike. It's been since 1997.
That's just insane.
We've talked about the goals for this team. 500. Can they be a playoff team? I don't know. I still think they could lose 90 games. I do. Even though I think their pitching's good. But I think they're going to finish ahead of St. Louis. And if that happens, I mean, that's a good mile marker along the way.
That's good enough for you?
I don't know if it's good enough, but it sure as hell will feel good
mm-hmm.
if they finish ahead of those guys in the standings. I thought going in, can you find a way to not lose the series? Can you find a way to get out of this without St. Louis building on their momentum and getting any kind of traction? And instead, because you even said, how about the positive side of things? What if you send them packing and they're in last place and they got their tail between their legs and lo and behold, that's what happened.
Where are you at? Where are you at on this? I ask you this every single week. I ask you on almost every single day, every time they play, and especially after last series and how that transpired, winning two in a row, Now they've won five in a row. Where you at? Where you at, Crowley? I mean, I know your foot was kind of dangling off the boat a little bit before, but is it creeping back in?
I'm not even going to project forward, I don't think, anymore.
Oh, come on.
I'm not. I'm just going to enjoy it, man. I have a very special brain with the ability to be able to enjoy it. And also, I think now at this point, not go over the moon. Because I was over the moon when they were 20-8. And it hurt me when they had that terrible May. I'm going to enjoy every second of this. And I'm not gonna set any expectations. I'd like them to finish ahead of the Cardinals, and we'll see what happens.
Do they have to sweep the A's?
Yeah, they do.
What if they go 2-1?
It's not gonna feel that good.
Okay.
They're that bad. Let's get into that at 7 o'clock in great detail. Because I'm interested on where Pirates fans come down on that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If they find a way just to win the series, if they win 2 out of 3, is that going to be enough? Coming off of a sweep of St. Louis. I think that's a fascinating question, and I think it puts us into the mindset of where Pirates fans are right now with the team. 4 games over .500 and a half game back in the division, still in a playoff spot. What do they need to do against the A's? Coming up next, to quote Mrs. Doubtfire, help is on the way!
Hello!
Hello, dearie! I could have done a better one. I thought you had a better Doubtfire, too, not going to lie, with all your impressions you do. Because you nailed the SpongeBob.
Wait, that wasn't good?
You were nailing Charles Barkley. It's okay. Do it again.
Hello.
Nah, it's just okay. It sounds like Doran doing Mrs. Doubtfire. Sorry. It sounds like Doran impersonating Mrs. Doubtfire.
There we go.
Phrasing. How about my wife yesterday as we're leaving the game? We were on the 7th floor of the parking garage. We spent almost more time in the parking garage than we did at the game. I think it was over in 2 hours and 14 minutes. We were in the parking garage for like a half hour, but to our right, there were 4 empty spaces, and my wife's trying to back out, and there's this long trail of cars all the way from the ground floor all the way to the top floor, and no one wants to let us out, and she's trying to be aggressive. She's trying to nudge out, back out, back out, back out. She pulled this move. She backed out just enough, cut the wheel to the left, pulled through the 4 empty spaces on the right, and then that way she was facing forward. Cut this lady off who hadn't, she did not want it to happen.
Wow.
She threw her hands up. She was all PO'd. My wife was like, I'm taking it.
That's a move.
I'm taking it.
That's a move. Would you have pulled that move?
I don't know.
Would you have the wit to pull that move?
No.
No.
No, she's got balls that I don't possess. That's because they're my balls. She has my balls. They're in her pocket. Here's a text. Calm down. They swept the worst team in the NL. Okay, we got to stop doing this thing.
You're right.
When they were 20-8, it was they haven't beat anybody. Then they're getting their butts whooped. See, they stink. Now they sweep someone, and it's, well, that's a bad team. It's a sweep.
Of the Cardinals. I don't care if they're the worst team in the NL. It's the Cardinals.
When Pitt beat Clemson and won the ACC, Clemson was very good, but they weren't national championship good. Was anybody saying, oh, geez, it's a bad Clemson team? No! They were saying you beat Clemson. West Virginia beat Oklahoma last year. West Virginia stunk. Oklahoma had the worst year in like 20 years. I don't care. You beat Oklahoma. If the Yankees came up in here and you played them for a series and you beat them, does anybody complain that the Yankees were no good? No. You say it's the freaking Yankees.
Yep.
I don't want to hear it's the worst team in the NL. Factually correct. Fair enough. But they can't. They're wearing their baby blues on Saturday. They always intimidate wearing their baby blues. They walk up in here with a big STL on their hat. Every time they walk up in here, since I was a kid, with Albert Pujols and Jim Edmonds diving at every ball in the outfield and Edgar Renteria and David Eckstein. It didn't matter who was out there. They were going to beat you. Jeff Suppan was okay for the Pirates. He came in here with no hitting the team. So St. Louis walks up in here, you sweep them, celebrate the damn thing.
It's a lose-lose. I mean, if they lost, then people are like, I told you so. Now they win, and it's like, oh, they beat a bad team.
They better sweep the A's.
You're right. You're right. We got to stop doing this stuff. We have to stop it.
Now I get the same thing on Twitter. Cardinals are the worst team in the division. Let's pump the brakes.
Well, they still have Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado at the corners, too. Those are threats at the plate.
The middle of their lineup, to your point, Callis, is Goldschmidt and Arenado, and the Pirates' middle of the lineup yesterday was Jack Sawinski and Carlos Santana. And you swept them. Celebrate the damn thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.